The Storm Lake girls basketball team is gearing up for their season opener this Friday night, November 18th at East Sac County. And now a visit with Tornadoes coach Jesse Nichols. And Jesse, you've been an assistant with the varsity team before, but now taking over as the head coach, what does that mean to you, first of all, and the opportunity you've been given?
It's great. It's a great opportunity to go out there and try to improve, get better every day.
What are some things that you are especially trying to implement with not only the core of girls you have on the roster this year, but also for the upcomers that are making their way through the program?
Yeah, we're going to stress discipline this year and take accountability. We're going to, focus on the little things, the communicating on offense and defense. The fundamentals is what's going to the help as, looking at the youth programs all the way up to the high school. So focusing on the little things, the fundamentals, and things will come.
What do you plan to bring new to the offense and defense?
We're going to have a lot of motion, a lot of movement on offense, a lot of cuts, and, like I said, a lot of movement. On defense, we want to be, in the face and intensity and, putting a lot of pressure on the defense side.
As far as the roster goes, only one senior, I see, a big junior group. Let's have you give us some names if you could.
Yeah, our lone senior this year is Tecilia Yanga. She played a lot of minutes last year, so she'll be our center this year. We're going to look to get the ball to her a lot on the offensive side, and on the defensive side, she should be a force in the middle there. Like you said, we have a big junior class and a lot of experience with that junior class. And also a lot of those juniors played JV with me last year, so we have a close relationship there. So I know how to coach them, and they know how I coach, so that helps. Brianna Soto is probably going to be our point guard and our captain on our offense. She's, this is her third year on the varsity level, so she'll bring a lot of experience. And then along with Jenna Newman, she played a lot of JV last year, and she'll be her first year varsity this year. But I can see her scoring a lot for us. She'll be a good scorer for us. Rachel Bazzoni is another guard we have. She'll be aggressive, and she's actually a sophomore, but she played varsity minutes last year. That brings Kaylee Oler, Ariel Bazzoni, Pasha Nui, and Destiny Ziavong and Nyathaw Dang will be, a good role players for us.
You spoke of the motion that you want to see on the court. What are some areas of improvement that you have seen, hopefully, already as you've gone through practices here in the preseason?
Yeah, our practices have been very, very good so far. We stress game speed during practice because we want to transform that practice into games. So we are, they're out there giving 100% every day. We're working hard. We're trying to get them in shape. And like I said, we keep moving on our offensive side. So we keep moving on in our practices.
Who is going to be helping you on the bench this year and leading the JV now?
Samuel Lips. He played basketball for BV, so he has a lot of insight on the basketball X's and O's. He's a good help. And then our freshman coach this year is Bill McCabe.
All right. So, yeah, remember Sam, and certainly know Bill, of course. So, as mentioned, season opener Friday at East Sac County. Looking ahead to the Lakes Conference, Spirit Lake and Western Christian have been strong recently. Both have new coaches. Cherokee should still be strong. Your thoughts on how the Lakes taking shape?
Yeah, the Lakes Conference is always going to be a tough conference to compete in. But we just stress we're going to focus on getting better every day. So, we want to go out there, and we want to compete in practice. We want to compete in games, and I tell the girls, if you compete in games, you have a chance to win. So just little baby steps, but remember it's going to take time, and hopefully we can compete in the Lakes Conference.
After this Friday in Sac City, the Storm Lake High School Jamboree, you'll be rounding things out there by taking on Sioux Central on Saturday. Some comments from Storm Lake girls basketball coach Jesse Nichols. Jesse, look forward to seeing you all season long. All the best.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ryan.